Hi, my name is Rodney Roundtree, and I'd like to share with you a silly story that I wrote for my family and friends while on a ski trip to Mount Okemo some years ago. The story is also available on my webpage at www.fishecology.org. I hope you like the story. It's called Omiko, the Skiing Moose. Omiko was frustrated. She had spent the morning watching a human ski on the mountains from a ridge in the woods. She had always wanted to ski, ever since she was a little mooseling, but everyone said she was crazy. Moose don't ski. She didn't see why. Why couldn't she ski? She watched those clumsy humans do it all the time. Why, they couldn't even walk in the woods without bumping into things and falling down a bunch of times. And when they walked, they sounded like an earthquake. So how come they could ski and she could not? Once, one of the humans skied into the woods and crashed into a tree right in front of Omiko. The human was not hurt, but he did not even see Omiko standing just a few yards away. Omiko got a real good look at the skis the human wore because they came off when the person hit the tree. For a moment, Omiko thought the human would leave his skis behind and she could try them. But he found them and carried them off. Omiko could hardly hold in the laughter as she watched the human crashing through the woods, bumping into the bushes and trees. He fell down 3 times. But Omiko's friends did not approve of her hobby. They kept telling Omiko that humans were dangerous and that she should stay away from them. And whenever Omiko started talking about skiing, they would look at her like she was crazy and just shake their heads. But Omiko didn't care. She knew that someday she would show them all and ski down that mountain, too. One day, Omiko was walking in the woods near the ski trails when she was almost run over by 2 small humans that were skiing on a really narrow trail. It was so narrow that Omiko had not even noticed it. In fact, she was standing right over the trail with her tail in the woods on one side and her head in the woods on the other side when the 2 humans came along. First, one of the humans skied right under her. Omiko was so surprised that she just stood there staring at the small human. The human was looking back over his shoulder with a really funny expression on his face. Then it looked like he was about to shout something, but all of a sudden the trail curved and the human, who was so busy looking at Omiko, didn't see the turn, and he went flying into the bushes with a big crash. Before Omiko could even react, along came a 2nd human. Omiko had turned her head just in time to see the human girl, who had a really crazy look on her face. Her eyes were wide open and her mouth was open in a big scream as she went zipping right under Omiko, too. Poor Omiko, she just stood there staring with what other moose would describe as the most ridiculous-looking moose face anyone had ever had. The small girl human also went crashing right into the woods in the same place that the other human had crashed into. Omiko just stood there gawking with her tongue hanging out for a few minutes. It had gotten really quiet and still. The humans were not making any sound at all. Omiko was suddenly worried because maybe the humans were usually noisy. She wondered if they had crashed into a tree and were dead. Oh no, it was all her fault. She cautiously crept over to the bushes where the small humans had disappeared. Still no sounds. So she leaned over and stuck her head through the bushes to get a peek. It was horrible. Her heart stopped. She was staring right in the face of the 2 small humans that were also just trying to poke their heads through the bushes. Everyone screamed and jumped up. Omiko was so scared she forgot to run away. She just stood there looking in horror at the bushes. Then, after what seemed like an hour, it was only really like 30 seconds, the 2 small humans crept out of the bushes. They were clutching each other so closely that Omiko thought it was 1 human with 4 legs and 2 heads. A monster was after her. She remembered what all her friends had said about humans. Oh, why didn't she listen? Now the monster was going to get her. She shut her eyes tight and lowered her head down to her feet and waited. She kept waiting. She waited some more. Nothing happened. Now what should she do? Maybe the monster had left. She wanted to look, but she was afraid to open her eyes, so she waited some more. After a while, when her heart had calmed down a bit, she began to feel a little silly standing there in the middle of the woods with her eyes closed and waiting to be eaten by a two-headed human monster with 4 feet. So she slowly opened one eye and then the other. Oops, the monster was still there, but it was just standing there like it was frozen, and its 4 eyes were all shut tight too. After a while, it opened 2 of its eyes, 1 on each head. Then it opened all 4 eyes. Then, as Amika watched, the monster split into 2 small humans. Though not completely as they were still attached by the arms. Amika blinked. Then the small girl human said, Hello, Mr. Moose. Nice moose. You wouldn't want to hurt us, would you, Mr. Moose? Well, normally Amika would not have understood what the humans were saying. It would just have sounded like, yak, 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 yakety, yak, 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 yak. But something really strange was happening because she understood them perfectly well. They were speaking fluent moose. Amika stuttered, Why would I want to hurt you? Please don't shoot and eat me. The humans looked at each other in wonder because instead of hearing moose talk, snort, 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 they heard her speak in excellent English. There was a pause, and then the moose and humans all said at the same time, How can you talk? The humans meaning in English, and Amika meaning in moose. They just looked at each other again. Then Amika said, as she looked slowly around, Hey, I know this place. It's the magic place where the Indian wise men used to talk to the animals. The 2 humans looked around, too. Wow! And the one that had skied under Amika first, My name is Sam, and this is my friend Sally. Pleased to meet you. My name is Amika, the big moose said. But are you all right? I'm sorry I was standing across your trail. It was so narrow I didn't even notice it, she apologized. We're okay, said the small human named Sally. We were just surprised. Yeah, I tried to warn you, Sally, said the small human named Sam. But then I crashed into the bushes. Yeah, you look so silly, said Sally. Me, said Sam. You should have seen the look on your face. You both looked pretty ridiculous, Amika said. Us, exclaimed the 2 humans. You had to be the silliest looking of all. Your tongue was hanging out and your eyes were crossed, said Sally. Yeah, we thought you had rabies or something, said Sam. Well, Amika was kind of upset by that remark, but she didn't say anything. The 3 of them stood there looking at each other for a moment. Then they all burst out laughing. It was all Amika could do to keep from rolling on the ground. The humans did not fall down and roll on the ground, of course. Amika did not think humans could stand up very long, since they seemed to always be falling down. The 2 humans and Amika talked together for a while. Then the 2 humans said they had to go before their mother sent out a search party for them. But they all agreed to meet together at the same spot after lunch. Amika could hardly wait to see the humans again. She had not said anything yet, but she was dying to ask them all about skiing. Right after lunch, Amika met the humans just as they had planned. They all started talking at once. You see, in all the excitement earlier, they didn't know what to talk about. Now they all had lots of questions. The humans wanted to know all about being a moose and Indian magic, while Amika wanted to know all about humans and what it was like to ski. They talked for a long time, but then Amika grew silent and seemed a little sad. What's wrong? Asked Sally. Amika could not stand it any longer. She quickly told them the whole story about how she had always wanted to ski, and how the other moose always made fun of her and said she couldn't. Sally and Sam were sympathetic. Maybe we can help, offered Sam. He brought over his skis and placed them next to Amika's hind feet. Try standing on these. Amika hesitantly stepped onto the skis with her hind feet. Like this? No, laughed Sam and Sally together. You have to put your feet into the bindings and stand up. Amika gingerly placed her hoofed feet into the bindings, and amazingly they fit. The ski bindings snapped onto her hard hooves and like they had been ski boots. Maybe it was some more of the Indian magic, but no one seemed to notice that it was unusual. Sam and Sally stood there watching Amika. She just stood there, not knowing what to do. She sure looked silly with the skis on her hind feet. "Well, don't just stand there," said Sam. "Stand up." Omiko looked bewildered. "Huh? I am standing up," she said. "No, I mean stand up on your hind legs," Sam chuckled. Omiko looked down at her feet. "But I can't do that. I'm a moose," exclaimed Omiko. She just stood there looking at them with a hurt expression on her face. Sam and Sally looked back and forth at each other. The silence grew. No one knew what to do. Then Sally got an idea. "I know," she said, as she ran to get her own skis. "You can use my skis on your front feet." So Sam helped her put her skis on Omiko's front feet. Now, if you did not think Omiko looked funny with two skis on her hind feet, you'd have to admit that she looked absolutely absurd with skis on all four feet. Just close your eyes and imagine the scene with a big moose named Omiko standing in the woods next to two small humans while wearing two sets of skis. But Omiko just stood there with a huge smile on her face and stared at the sky, skis on her feet. Have you ever seen a moose smile? After a while, Sam said, "Aren't you going to ski, Omiko?" "Huh?" Omiko looked up. "What? Ski?" said Sam. "Aren't you going to ski?" "Oh." Omiko looked around and then back at her skis. Sure, she said, but she just kept standing there looking around. Sam got a little impatient. "Well, do something." Omiko looked back and forth between Sam and Sally. She looked really confused. "I don't know what to do," she said finally. Sally and Sam ran over to her and started trying to tell her how to ski. But Omiko just stood there staring with her tongue hanging out again. After a while, Sam had an idea and asked Sally to help. They started pushing Omiko. Slowly, Omiko started to slide. Omiko was not so sure that was a good idea, and she started to get nervous. "Sam, Sally, not so fast. Maybe I should practice standing some more." But Sam and Sally kept pushing. Soon Omiko was sliding down towards a small hill. Her eyes got wider and wider as she looked down the little slope. The humans let go of Omiko, went over the edge. "Ah!" she yelled as she began going faster and faster. "Help! How do I stop?" wailed the frightened moose. "Uh-oh!" gasped Omiko as her feet began slipping. Not many people were around to see what's happening, but those that were there certainly never forgot it for the rest of their lives. There was a moose wearing four skis, tearing down a mountain as fast as lightning. First she was on 4 feet, then 3 feet, then 2 feet. For a moment there was a moose skiing on 1 foot. Oh, and you could hear her screaming all the way down the valley. Sam and Sally heard, "Ah!" But the rest of us heard, "Snow!" Did Omiko get killed? Of course not. Everyone knows that moose don't fall down. At the bottom of the run, Omiko slowed down and stopped. She kicked off the skis and walked slowly up to the two small humans who had watched the whole thing. For a moment, they thought she was mad because she just stood there. Then she jumped 10 feet in the air and whooped as loud as she could. "Wow! That was awesome! Did you see me? I was great! Did you see how fast I was going? Was I flying? Wow! Cool! I can't wait to do that again!" And they all laughed and whooped and jumped and congratulated each other. And from that day on, whenever Sally and Sam went skiing, they would meet Omiko and ski together all day. Omiko eventually got her own skis and got a job at the ski resort as their mascot. So if you ever see a moose with four skis coming down the mountain, don't call a doctor. It's just Omiko having fun. The end.